Good morning, this is Philip. I just completed 5 miles in about 52, 53 minutes. I didn't actually look at the final time. It was a gritty run. I had to dig pretty deep. If you've followed this at all, you know that my last run was a bit of a setback. I had been off too many days and battling injury and some sickness, as well as just honestly needing rest, and came back out Monday to run and just couldn't even accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. Lots of factors involved in that, but this morning I was just determined I was going to reach my target distance of 5 miles. First 3 miles, at least first 2.5, went pretty well, felt pretty good, and then things went downhill pretty fast. But I just dug my head in, I guess, more than really anything else, and just decided that I was going to get there no matter what the time was going to be. So I averaged about 10 minutes, 30 seconds per mile, which is not as fast as I would like to go, but certainly better than I had run the day before. So, anyway, it got me thinking, though, a lot about this idea of failure, resilience, grit, setbacks. And, you know, it's kind of a in vogue thing right now in education, at least on Twitter and in a lot of my learning spaces, to talk about failure and the good in failure. And I just feel like right now I'm kind of thinking hogwash. I don't really see a lot of good in failure. I don't think we need to teach kids, not that anyone's teaching them to accept failure. I think what everyone's really wanting to teach them is the idea of resilience and grit and determination. But I think by using that idea of embrace failure or whatever the tagline might be, and I'm guilty of it as well. I'm sure that I have said that at times. In fact, that may be a direct quote from me, embrace failure. But I don't think anybody should embrace it. I think we should resist failure. I think we should accept setbacks are natural. That there's going to be times when we're sick, when we don't feel well, when the task is even out of our reach. But I don't think we ever accept it. I don't think we ever accept it as being that, oh well, because that involves giving up, that involves not stopping trying. It involves not putting forth our best efforts to improve and make ourselves better, to grow and attain and reach for the things that we want to accomplish. And so I'm all for us talking about grit, and I like the idea of talking about it, grit, because grit has a it has a sound to it that makes you realize this is about rolling up the sleeves. This is about taking the task at hand and pushing on and moving through. And I feel like I did that a little bit this morning on my run, and I certainly thought about it a lot as I was running. What does that mean for my students? How do I do that? Does that mean I intentionally put things just beyond reach? I think from times it does. I think at times it means that I stretch them, that I maybe don't make the instructions so clear. Maybe it's that I give them enough leeway in an assignment that they really have to figure things out for themselves, and that might be frustrating. I'm okay with some frustration, but I'm not okay with the idea that we should really put failure out there as something that is worthwhile, because to be honest, in my opinion, failure just really sucks. So anyway, that's some of my thoughts as I'm running this morning. I hope you have a great day. Bye.